Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what you're told.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you so much, listeners from around the planet. I really appreciate you tuning in whenever you get a chance to. And if you'd like to listen to our live link tonight, go to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. Now, we're not stomping on any insects here. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many cants, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Inspiration for the song for me, somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. Can you believe that? Music is ageless. So I just gave them this title, Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. And I do say this every week to our audience out there. Can't is a word we never recognize. Now, this song came pretty quick. You know, this was about 20 minutes, melody, title, lyrics. I was just typing away. But it always does not work that way. So when you're staring at a blank, pad or Word document on your laptop, usually I'm just thinking about words and ideas that come to mind. No pressure. Kind of takes the pressure off of me. So when I'm typing, you know, words and ideas, it usually doesn't make any sense. I'm not worried about verse, chorus, or bridge at all. No structure. Everyone has their own process, but that works for me. And, you know, it's okay if you save it and go back to it. You know, if it takes a month, 6 months, you know, what have you. So, that's my system, and you know, one thing we need to remember anytime in song creation, it needs to be fun, that's for sure. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcasts out there, and we are part of the iHeartRadio family, which we're very proud of. Thank you very much, iHeart, on their website and also their app and carrying the show really right from the start in 2019. Thank you. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyrics Dream, my dream come true with my lyrics and first recorded songs. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums, produced a third, Cam Lorem's Writing in the Stars, and breaking news, I'm in the studio as we speak, not tonight, but since last July, recording my new 5-track EP. Very excited about it. It's going great. Release date will probably be, I would say, in June. And I'm in studio with the great Corey Manchester, singer, songwriter, and great musician. And then right after that, I'm going to be recording a single as well. So I'm excited about that, too. Very different from what I'm used to in terms of a genre. So that's six total tracks. Very excited there. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to be telling me their motivation and inspiration behind their own lyrics and music. We have some great guests coming up, domestic and international. We've had quite a few international guests over the years. Let me bring in my friend, technical engineer Bill Miller. Does a lot behind the scenes on the Blog Talk website and dashboard. Good evening, Bill, and please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stick around. We have a company that was founded on Christian principles and morals, and they also have some great music for us to listen to. Hey, if you like our show, tell your friends about us. Share the link. I'm sure, you know, get some people in here and stuff. And if you want to subscribe, any of our partners, you can also go to Blog Talk and subscribe with them. Good way not to miss an episode. And in Blog Talk, there's a comment section. Feel free to leave us a comment or our guests. I'm sure they'll appreciate it, and we all appreciate your help and support. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been great doing research, Bill, this week on this great label, Dreamin' Out Loud Entertainment, and their artists. Boy, it's great music, and you're right. Their principles are very sound, and can't wait to speak to our guest tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, everybody. Time for the next guest interview, and you are viewing our slideshow online with the people and several artists behind Dreamin' Out Loud Entertainment. And let's play a great track by Arena Hood Martin. This is titled Think It's Time, Do Me Right.
Take your time.
That is Think It's Time, Do Me Right. Let me introduce everybody first, the Vice President of Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment and a great singer, songwriter, artist, Arena Hood Martin. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hi, Russell. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for being on our show. Love that track. I just love the tempo. It really flows well. Talk to me about this song, and how long have you been a singer and an artist?
Oh, wow. We wrote this song, goodness, about 25 years ago. I was a youngster back then, just in the studio trying to put some words to some music that we had, and it just kind of started flowing. It was a collaborative song, so it was cool. It's one of my favorites on my demo that I did. I have been singing since I was a very little girl in the church. I started out in the church, and of course, with my father's love for music and entertainment, I started recording. I think I might have been 19, something like that. So yeah, it's been a long time.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned the church, because one of my first experiences was in the choir, you know, just learning mm-hmm. to blend in singing harmonies. I know that experience really, you know, felt something for me. Because I could hear everybody else around me. Was that a similar experience for you?
Yes, absolutely. And the church that I have been singing in since I was a kid, it's mostly been, like, the choir that I've been in, it's mostly been my family. It's fun to kind of, like, hear where the other person is and see where you can fit in. And, I've always loved blending harmonies with other people. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, you mentioned your father. Let's talk about the founder, the president, Arthur Poetry Payne III. I love the nickname. And Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment, established in 2009. Where is the label based out of? And tell us, Arena, what does your father meant to you?
The label is based out of Kansas City, Missouri. Just a small label. And we just kind of help talented artists get out there, you know, be seen, be heard. My dad has meant to me, his influence and his love and passion for music has been a great influence on my life. We do a lot of karaoke, we didn't call it karaoke back then. We would just pull out mics and just kind of sing to the old school music. So that has definitely sparked my love for music, and my daughter's also. She was 5 years old singing Respect, you know, like all the words. So he's been a
nice.
Great influence on me and my family. Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. I love your mission statement and looking at the website biography. Bring to the world positive, uplifting, and professional materials of the highest quality. Now, that is very easy to say, and you would think that would always be the case, but you would expect that from your artist, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it is not always easy to find, because, you know, the world is not always a nice and uplifting place. So yeah, we just try to do the best we can to be professional and to provide a high quality, ethical, and, you know, everything that is upstanding and just pleasing to others and pleasing mostly to God.
That's great. Well, we're going to play a great second track. We have another artist from Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And if I'm correct, this is a single being released next week, March 25th. This is by Daryl Conway, and this is titled Why.
You've ever had, so why you wanna treat me oh so bad? What did I do to deserve this fate? I'm so confused, and girl, I just cannot relate. So tell me why.
That's a great uplifting vocal and again tempo. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back our guest, Arena Hood Martin. Give me some information on Daryl, and I'm sure he's a great artist to your label.
Daryl is. He actually one of the singers who sang in the movie The Five Heartbeats. He actually one of the main characters' actual vocals. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And back when I was 20-something and trying to record, he was helping me produce my music. So it was great working with Daryl. He has a really great passion for music and loved singing and loved coaching and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it was cool working with Daryl.
Wow, that's incredible. As a singer and songwriter, I'm always walking around with a tune in my head, and I'm sure, you know, similar, you know, songwriters are as well. Melody for me is always in the first position, and then lyrics. What is your opinion, Arena, on starting a new song?
Honestly, it kind of varies for me. Usually I start with the actual lyrics, the words, because like if I get a tune in my head, I'm worried that am I humming or thinking of something that I've heard before, so then I try not to do that. So I kind of go back and forth, but usually it's the words for me. I start with, you know, writing and then try to put a melody to that, which sometimes is not easy, but that's how I do it.
Yeah, we like to ask that question every week. We get different answers, and you're right. I think it does vary. Who are some of the favorite singer, songwriter, musicians that you look up to as a mentor?
Oh, wow. Well, my all-time favorite would have to be Prince. So there's Prince, there's Babyface, Brian McKnight, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, the newer artists that are out and up and coming now, Jasmine Sullivan and Her. I love those, their music. So, yeah, I have quite a few.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, a funny story. I have a Purple Rain T-shirt that I wear all the time, and I'm always getting comments on this shirt. That's a great choice. I'll tell you what. I think the first time I heard Prince play guitar, I couldn't believe it. First of all, I didn't know he was that accomplished as a guitarist, and to hear him just shred it like that. He was incredible, wasn't he? I mean, he could do it all. I mean, he could rock it out.
He could.
Pop ballads any which way.
And play multiple instruments. Yes, he was.
He did.
Awesome.
He did. Now we miss him. He's incredible. Well, I wanted to make a comment to your father, and I'm sure he's listening, and really enjoyed our communication by email this last week. And Arthur, thank you so much for listing our radio show on your website as a music platform reference. I really do appreciate that, and you certainly have a home here for your artists, you know, to come on anytime and play their tracks for sure. I know, Arena, the label has won quite a few awards in many different categories, contemporary Christian pop label. And I see in 2016 you, I guess, went on an inactive status. Talk about that, and then you relaunched 2021.
Yes. 2016, we had worked with a few different artists, and we had some things fall through, and it was, you know, a little discouraging. So my dad decided to just kind of put a halt on things. And then just here lately, he got that spark again and wanted to just get back in and do some things. So along with doing our label, we also have a magazine that we do quarterly. So I'm sure we will feature you in that magazine. So yeah,
thank you.
It's something that, you know, never dies when you have that passion. So he just wanted to kind of get back in it, and I'm here to help.
Absolutely. You know, we started the show in May of 2019 with, didn't know what the expectations would be, but it's so interesting to learn the motivation from each artist. And we're not genre specific. We have, that's wide open, A to Z, every genre. So it's been very good for us, and you know, to learn, get into you know, the inspiration behind different artists.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep.
We're going to play one more bonus track from Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. This is another great artist, and I was really intrigued by reading her bio as well. Miss Janetta Bradley, and this is Catch Me If You Can.
Controlling man, 'cause I'm a woman, show nothing command. I know what's right for me, it just might be you. So if you think you can be that somebody new, then show me something I ain't seen before. Then come prepared before you knock on my door, 'cause ain't no heartache allowed here. If you can.
That's another great soulful vocalist. Welcome back, Arena. Another great artist on your label. And I know Janetta has performed in the past at the great Apollo Theater. Anytime I see footage from there, I get the goosebumps. that's a great track. Tell me about Janetta Bradley.
Wow, she is an icon in our city. She has toured with the Staple Singers and some other bands, and she had her own singing groups here in the city. And she is actually the mother of Daryl Conway, the one that you just played. So.
Oh, that's a small world.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, great voice.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, she's got that old soulful sound.
Wow, yeah, it's unbelievable. One closing question we like to again ask every week. If there was an artist beginning in music tomorrow, him or her, what advice would you give them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would just say stay true to your passion. You know, just keep going. It's not going to be easy all the time, so just keep going if this is something that you really want to do, and you'll get there.
Great advice. Please tell our listeners, Arena, where everyone can find Dreamin' Out Loud Entertainment, social media, and your website.
They can find us at Dreamin' Out Loud, ENT, and that is without the G, .bandcamp.com.
Okay.
And
well, you know, this has been a
the
great...
artists that are, I'm sorry, go
yeah,
ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that they can see the artists that are up and coming on that site.
Okay. Well, I really look forward to learning more about your label, doing all your research on the artist and the music. And I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Again, as I mentioned, you have a home here for any artist of yours. We'll feature them on our show and play three tracks. And Mr. Arthur Poetry Payne III, thank you, my friend, for introducing me to yourself and your daughter and your great label, and your extremely gifted singer and artist as well. And thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate that.
Great. Well, have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Please, everybody, go online and purchase music from Dreamin' Out Loud Entertainment. You've just heard three great artists. They're working hard. They're producing music. Go online and purchase that stream or that single or the CD. And that's an incredible sound. And we're certainly going to support Dreamin' Out Loud Entertainment in the future. And as I mentioned before, if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We do accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. Hey, I just love doing this show. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night. Stop the air.